Business Disability Forum, creating a disability smart world together.
Hello, I'm Lucy Ruck, Task Force Manager at Business Disability Forum, and I'm here with my co-host Dan Cady. And welcome to our recap of our second season of, if you don't mind me asking, our podcast series. We explore the lives of disabled people during this podcast, how they see themselves and their experiences, and sharing stories is obviously a big part of this. And we talk to our guests about all aspects of their lives in society and as unique individuals.
Our first guest was Isaac Harvey, MBE, who joined us to talk about his many roles: content creator, video editor, president of Wheels and Wheelchairs, disability advocate, patron of Happy Smiles, Fashion Week model, and many more, and also why he's become much more vocal about disability on his social channels.
Well, after hearing your story, it's really changed my perspective on things, and I really am thankful for you sharing your story. And that was kind of the first time I'd heard it, not from a friend or family member, and the impact I was making. So I started implementing it into my videos. And then this was also going through the mental health and understanding the importance of being honest.
We were then joined by Linda Pike, who works in global cybersecurity for BT. She shared with us about her health conditions and then the impact it had when she added menopause into the mix and the challenges that brought. But she also talked about why she's happy to be part of BT's Able To network and signposting colleagues to the support and the challenges of navigating less visible disabilities.
I'm very fortunate that I find myself working already for a company which has got good disability and inclusion and awareness and credentials. I'm glad to say that my work have been very supportive with me, not only through the several years of repeated orthopaedic surgeries I had. They were extremely supportive, didn't put me under any pressure, which when you're recovering and not feeling very well, to not have guilt put upon your shoulders is really a very good thing.
Dean Soares Fremlin, who is the editor of Disability Debrief, a weekly newsletter which sees world news through a disability lens, was our third guest. In this episode, he spoke about his experiences of disability working in international development, how the challenges and often innovative solutions vary in different places, and prevailing global trends and challenges affecting disabled people.
As colleagues at BDF already know, like labour rights, I mean, they do sound boring, but they're such an important part of our lives. Work really contributes to who we are, what we can become, to social meaning. It's not the only pathways to do those things. But I then saw like this aspect of, say, when whether people can find their first job, whether they can get the skills to do that, is so bound up with who they are and what they can become in the world. So I kind of got into it by accident, but then it really resonated.
We then had the first of the two-parter with an episode including our colleagues Chantel, who has a lived experience of disability, and Karen Snuggs, our other colleague, who originally trained as a nurse and a bereavement counsellor. She joined us to talk about grief and loss. We discussed the impact of acquiring a disability as well as being a parent to disabled children, and how grief and loss support from employers can be not necessarily a one-size-fits-all approach.
I hope people get from us sharing our lived experience and talking about this in a very different way is to think about this in a very different way and to actually treat people holistically and as individuals, because one of the things that we know, because we deal with it all the time, is this one size fits all approach to everything. So somebody has got a visual impairment. Oh, I know what they need. This is the adjustment they need. Well, no, that doesn't work for that individual. And it's the same with grief. You know, how somebody might have worked with Lucy, had Lucy have been in the workplace when her accident happened, would be very different to how they might have dealt with Chantel, how they might have dealt with me and my issues. But the reality is we've all got very different and complex needs, And so therefore we need to be treated differently and holistically. And grief is no less important than somebody that needs a rise and fall desk or a screen reader. And again, some people might think I'm being flippant. I'm not. I'm being deadly serious. This is something that we need to be thinking about in the same ways that we think about all things to do with our workforce and our employees.
Obviously, I also love my life. I've had beautiful children, beautiful husband, really like active life. And I always think to myself, you know, I never knew what I wanted to become. I knew I studied, you know, 7 years psychology, and I wanted to be a psychometrist, and I started working as a psychometrist, but I always felt like there was more. Like I wanted to do something else, but I didn't know what. And then I broke my back and it felt like, you know, like I feel like I can be the voice for other people, but you know, like acquire a disability, you know, born with a disability and wanting to work. So it feels like if I didn't have that experience, I maybe not would have, you know, chose the direction that I am, you know, the job that I have, which I absolutely love. It's like helping businesses recruit and retain people with disabilities and making sure, you know, opening doors for other people. So I would take it back in a heartbeat, but I would like to keep what I have.
In the last episode of the series, we spoke about workplace adjustments or accommodations. We were joined by PwC graduate apprentice Morgan MacArthur and Graham Crook from PwC's IT and digital accessibility team. Morgan told us about the impact of her multiple disabilities, including dyslexia and a recent ADHD diagnosis, on her university study and work. She spoke very positively about her recruitment and onboarding experience and the speed of access to workplace adjustments and support available at PwC.
I say that I was really impressed with the recruitment process at PwC. When I applied, it was a really short online form to start off with. I stated my disabilities, I stated what access arrangements I had at university, and I'll be honest, I just thought it was going to get lost. You know, it's a big company, they might not even hire me. I thought, why would they care? People might just see this as an inconvenience, or why would an employer want to take me on if I've written a really long list of everything that I need or everything that I've been through. So I heard back really quickly about the first stage, which was a game-based assessment. I don't know how I passed this, but it felt really nice that it was actually quite inclusive, and it's something that I felt everybody could take part in. It wasn't a verbal exercise, it wasn't a written exercise, it was just using your own initiative. And I think this is quite inclusive because it means that people with different disabilities, especially neurodivergence, that's not visible from the outset, but it means that everybody's going to react a bit differently to the exercises that are in front of them. And I instantly heard back once I'd submitted that, then I made it through to the next stage, which was a huge relief, because one thing that, especially with ADHD, if I'm managing lots of different things, things can get lost.
Thank you so much for listening to our season of If You Don't Mind Me Asking. And to keep up to date with all our upcoming resources and events, please follow us on social media and subscribe to our newsletter on the website businessdisabilityforum.org.uk. Thank you.
All podcast episodes are available at businessdisabilityforum.org.uk/podcast.